Hello, I'm Ernestine Young-Jones with another candidate preview. This time for the city of Kingston, there is one contested race on the ballot and is to replace Louise Howell, who's retiring from the Kingston City Council. The candidates on the ballot, Roxy Pritchett and Alan Cochran. This interview is with Roxy Pritchett. We invited Alan Cochran, who was unavailable for the interview. When he becomes available, we will include him in the broadcast. We're here with Roxy Pritchett of Kingston, who's running for Kingston City Council Post 1. And she was good enough to come in studio and answer some of our questions. Welcome, Roxy.
Thank you so much. Thank you for the invitation.
And I'd like to start out by allowing you an opportunity to just let voters know a little bit about yourself.
Again, my name is Roxy Pritchett. I have lived in Kingston for approximately 38 years. I love the city of Kingston. I have two beautiful children. I was married to a Kingstonian, Mr. Odell Pritchett, and just being in a place of love, I've watched Kingston transform over the years, and so this has a lot to do with my love for Kingston and why I desire this position.
Okay. My second question, what are some of your goals for the city of Kingston?
One of the very main goals is to be able to have more cohesiveness as a community, because I do find that we are a family there. I think that even with the atmosphere of the world now, that we need to be even closer. And there, I understand that I'm just going to be an intricate part of a greater machine, but I want to do my part to make that machine work even more well-oiled and for the people of Kingston.
Okay. And you said you've lived there over 30 years.
Yes.
Raised a family there. Have you been active with the city during your time, during your residency in Kingston?
Yes, I have. I have represented the city of Kingston at a regional meeting. I regularly attend the city council meetings. I sit on the board of the Planning and Zoning Commission. And I also have just been very active as far as what's going on, whether we're doing a festival in the park or whatever, the car shows, whatever, just being a part of that, trying to let us know that we do have something to offer in Kingston, and just being thankful to have seen Kingston come together. And I saw that very early on, not long after I moved to Kingston, but I saw the citizens of Kingston stand hand in hand, and that's very attractive to me.
As you've been out campaigning and speaking with people, what are voters or residents of Kingston telling you? What do they like? Are they saying they want to see any changes? Just what are they communicating with you?
They're communicating that there are some changes that they would like to see. For instance, one of the larger things is sewer, to have the sewage there. They want to see more activities being done. However, that was happening pre-COVID. So with that, not having any control over that, so last year a lot of things had to be canceled, but we are still looking forward to the things that we're being able to do this year. We're looking forward to this year. So the people have been very receptive. I think that in Kingston, people don't tend to see gender or color lines, and that's also a plus. And I think that's a plus for everyone.
Okay. It seems that many areas of the county are experiencing residential or commercial growth. And Kingston doesn't seem to be a part of that right now. Should the city be more proactive and try to recruit business or more housing, or should it remain the small town that it is?
No, I think that Kingston as a whole that we should have more revenue into the city. We should be able, because it's like the perfect little place to be able to grow and to have different businesses, but the hands are sort of tied. People aren't going to do this without the sewage. And, you know, so that's that, and that's sad because Kingston has so much to offer. Even I would love to see the downtown renovated. I would love to see, even as they're upgrading our parks and the playgrounds, all of this has been done. But again, there's so much more that could be done. And I think that businesses would stay even longer or more, and they would prosper if it go because, but it all goes back to needing the sewer.
Gotcha. And my last question is kind of a fanciful question. If you received $1 million grant to use for the city in any way that you wanted to, what would you use it for?
The first thing I would do was bring in the sewer. Because I think from there, everything else would fall into place. And I would definitely reach out to those that are less fortunate because there's a need. And that $1 million would not only revive Kingston as a whole, because the sewer will be there, then I think there won't be any problem bringing in other businesses. And I would remember those that don't have, that we can help. I think that as a whole right now, Kingston helps what we know, who we know of. One of the things I would like to also say in there is, like, even in our city hall, we have a place for to drop off canned goods. We have a place for the coat drives. And so there's a way to commit to doing things. But that $1 million, yes, it would definitely, we would have the sewer, and Kingston would definitely be on the map.
Okay. Well, thank you for that answer. It sounds like many things go back to sewage.
Yes.
That was my final question, and I want to wrap up this conversation by allowing you to have the last word to tell our listeners, and hopefully Kingston listeners especially, why they should vote for you as they head to the polls in November.
Okay. I would love your vote. I think that voting for me would be a plus. And at this point, yes, I'm going to toot my own horn because I know my heart. And I know that I am, first of all, let me clarify something. I am running for this office because I love the city of Kingston. My pay is being donated back to the city of Kingston. So this has nothing to do with money. It has everything to do with the love of the people of Kingston in a place that I've called home for a very, very long time, where we've raised our children, grandsons. My granddaughter is there a lot now. So yes, I love the city of Kingston. And I think that if you vote for me, the only promise that I will make is that I will promise to do my very best to make the citizens of Kingston proud of me as I work cohesively with the mayor and the other city council members.
Thank you. Roxy Pritchett is opposing Alan Cochran on the ballot for Kingston City Council. Longtime council member Louise Howell is retiring from that post, and both are vying for the seat. Again, Alan Cochran was invited to participate in the discussion. He was unavailable. The election is scheduled for Tuesday, November 2nd.